Hey everyone, and welcome back to Let That Stuff Go. I'm Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes messy world of emotions. We all have those days, right? The ones where you feel like a roller coaster just went haywire inside your chest. It's like, whoopsie daisy, here we go again. But guess what? You don't have to let those difficult emotions hijack your whole day, your whole week, or even worse, your entire self. That's what we're diving into today. Navigating those tough feelings without losing yourself in the process. Because honestly, life throws curveballs. Big ones sometimes. Breakups, job losses, family dramas, you name it, we've probably all experienced it. And yeah, sometimes it feels like your world is crumbling around you. But here's the secret. It's how you handle those moments that truly matters. It's about finding that strength within yourself to rise above the chaos and keep moving forward. So let's get down to business. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those emotional storms without losing your cool or yourself. First things first, acknowledge those feelings. Don't try to shove them under the rug like they don't exist. Ever tried hiding a monster in your closet? It just ends up bigger and scarier when it comes out later. Be honest with yourself about what you're feeling: sadness, anger, frustration, even that little voice of doubt whispering in your ear. Naming those emotions is the first step to understanding them. Next up, find healthy outlets. We've all got different ways of coping, right? Some people love to hit the gym, others find solace in a good book. Maybe you're more of a baking person, whatever works for you. But it's crucial to have those safe spaces, those activities that help you channel those emotions in a positive way. Now, don't isolate yourself. Easier said than done, I know. Sometimes the thought of facing anyone, let alone talking about your feelings, is just too much. But trust me, you're stronger together. Reach out to a friend, a family member, or even a therapist. Sharing your burden can lighten the load and remind you that you're not alone in this journey. Speaking of journeys, remember that this isn't a race. There are no shortcuts when it comes to processing emotions. Be patient with yourself. Some days will be harder than others, and that's okay. Celebrate those small victories, the moments when you feel like you're making progress, even if it's just taking one step forward at a time. Finally, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're human. You're allowed to have those messy, complicated emotions. Okay, picture this. You've just received some really disappointing news. Maybe it's about a project you poured your heart into or a relationship that didn't work out the way you hoped. It hits you like a ton of bricks, leaving you feeling crushed and overwhelmed. It's easy to spiral down, right? To drown in those negative thoughts and let them consume you. But what if instead, you took a deep breath, acknowledged your feelings, and said to yourself, okay, this sucks. And allowed to feel sad, frustrated, even angry. But I'm not going to let this define me. You could then reach out to a friend for support, engage in an activity you enjoy, or simply take some time to process everything before jumping back into things. See how that little shift in perspective can make a world of difference. So, remember, navigating difficult emotions doesn't mean pretending they don't exist or burying them deep inside. It's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and finding healthy ways to express them. It's about learning to ride the waves instead of being swept away by them. You've got this. Now, before you go, I want to hear from you. Share thoughts on navigating difficult emotions in the comments below. What are some strategies that have worked for you? Let's create a community of support and shared wisdom. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep letting that stuff go. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.